Derulo with Marry Me, Playhouse in the Morning, airs here on Y94, the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. 8 Below in Fargo Moorhead, super cold. 7:32 in the morning. What's your name?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, we got you qualified for $500 to Schmidt's Jackpot Jewelry.
Now, would you be selfish and keep it to yourself, or would you give it away?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both.
There you go.
Fair enough. Just hang on the line for a second, and Maggie will get you all the details you need to know. $500 to Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry can be yours if you're caller 9 and get qualified after we play that rat tinkering around in his laboratory. Cue to call. The lab rat is trying to turn coal into diamonds with Y94 and Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry. All the details, you find those at Y94.com. Maybe we'll sneak that cue to call in again this morning yet here on the Playhouse. Do you want to slide into Robin and your issue? Good morning. What are we chatting about?
Good morning. I'm curious to hear what other parents have said to their children who have impossible Christmas requests.
Now, what do you mean by impossible?
Well, my daughter gave me a letter to mail for Santa, and I need some ideas for presents for her, too. So, you know, I snuck a peek, and she's 7, and, you know, her list is typical. She wants a Furby, Barbies, and some Monster High dolls, but she also wrote that she wants Daddy to come home.
Oh.
Right. I had to lock myself in the bedroom and cry after I read it, and she keeps asking me if I've sent her letter and if I think Santa will bring everything, and I just keep saying, we'll see, we'll see.
Now, we don't want to be rude or anything, but is it okay if we ask, what is the relationship like with you and her dad?
Sure, yeah, of course. About a year ago, he cheated on me, and I kicked him out of the house. We're not divorced yet, but he hasn't been around much since then. He lives in town. He hasn't made himself very available to us, but he does send money. But, you know, that's not what she wants. She wants him.
Mm-hmm. Did you think at all, like, if Christmas morning came and went and she got her dolls, her Barbies, her Furby, that she'd even remembered having asked for her dad to come home?
I don't know. I just want to be prepared for that conversation. How am I supposed to respond on Christmas if after all the wrapping papers off the boxes, she looks at me and says, Mommy, why didn't Santa bring Daddy home?
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta think that the concept of the impossible Christmas request from Santa or from the parents or from whoever isn't all that uncommon. So maybe there's somebody that has some experience there. Again, what she wants from Santa is for her daddy to come home. She's 7 years old. Well, daddy cheated on mommy. He's been tossed out of the house, so that's unlikely. If you were Robin, how would you handle this? 2-3-7-HITS. You can text 35-270. Also toss it up on the Playhouse Facebook page and talk about it here in a couple.
The Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys all the time.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
Zero Rat and Maggie, the Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. And doing a group therapy with Robin. And it's a tough one. I mean, it's just a sucky situation. It's a real tough one she's in. And rather than try to explain it, we'll just play the 90-second clip from our conversation. Here's what we're dealing with.
My daughter gave me a letter to mail for Santa, and I need some ideas for presents for her, too. So, you know, I snuck a peek. And she's 7, and you know, her list is typical. She wants a Furby, Barbies, and some Monster High dolls. But she also wrote that she wants Daddy to come home.
Oh.
Right. I had to lock myself in the bedroom and cry after I read it. And she keeps asking me if I've sent her letter and if I think Santa will bring everything. And I just keep saying, we'll see. We'll see.
Now, we don't want to be rude or anything, but is it okay if we ask, what is the relationship like with you and her dad?
Sure, yeah, of course. About a year ago, he cheated on me, and I kicked him out of the house. We're not divorced yet, but he hasn't been around much since then. He lives in town. He hasn't made himself very available to us, but he does send money. But, you know, that's not what she wants. She wants him.
Did you think at all, like, if Christmas morning came and went and she got her dolls, her Barbies, her Furby, that she'd even remembered having asked for her dad to come home?
I don't know. I just want to be prepared for that conversation. How am I supposed to respond on Christmas if after all the wrapping papers off the boxes, she looks at me and says, Mommy, why didn't Santa bring Daddy home?
So Dad cheats, kicked out of the house, not really around at all. And what she wants for Christmas is for Daddy to come home. Not going to be able to happen, probably. Santa can't wrap him up and make him not a cheater and erase that happened with Mom and Dad. So how would you handle that if you were her? Maybe you've been in a similar situation. Hi.
I was thinking that I am in the same situation.
Okay.
And it's been that way for a couple of years now. And the best thing that I can tell her to do is to keep her busy. Keep her as busy as she can. Don't make excuses for him, but keep her busy. And if she asks where he's at or what he's doing, just say, I don't know. That's not, you're not lying. You're not telling her anything, but just keep her busy. You know, bake if you can, color, do anything you can, go sledding, keep her around friends, people if possible.
So keep her so entertained and excited and happy that she hopefully doesn't notice or is less likely to notice that didn't happen is your thought. Thank you. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Also on the Playhouse Facebook page. Rat, what are we seeing for texts?
Mom should share this request with Dad and make that dude realize how not coming around is affecting his daughter. I mean, he lives in town. He can make her wish come true. Not to stay, but imagine how happy she would be by seeing him Xmas morning. Somebody else said, my dad left when I was 6, and I asked for Santa to bring my daddy home almost every Christmas. My mom told me that Santa is a busy guy and there's some presents he just can't get to and that I would see Dad soon. She would start playing with my new toys with me and eventually it would be okay for a while. Eventually, though, she explained to me the situation between them. Even though I was so young, she wanted to protect me from the disappointment year after year. It's definitely a conversation you just have to have. I'm glad my mom did.
Dad cheated. He's been out of the house, not around for some time now. And what the 7-year-old daughter wants for Christmas is for Daddy to come home. That's what she asked Santa for. And Mom's like, how do I handle this? Your thoughts?
Yeah. Honestly, like, if she kind of put it aside for a little bit just to give her daughter, like, Merry Christmas, like, I think he could come over for, like, the day just to kind of, you know.
So if he's willing to come hang out for Christmas, ask him to. Well, and this is a guy that mind you, has a 7-year-old daughter that he's just kind of, he cheats on the mom, his wife, and just kind of takes off, hasn't been around at all. I kind of wonder if this is the type of the guy that's like, well, I'm going to put all this aside and come hang out with these people that I clearly care so much for Christmas. Yeah, I think that more falls on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
So first off, she needs to talk to her dad because, frankly, he needs to step up and be a man. And if he doesn't want to be a part of the kid's life, then he needs to back away completely. And she's got to be there to soften the blow as best as possible. She also needs to talk to her daughter and explain to her that Mommy and Daddy love her very much, but they can't be together. And so she's not sure if Daddy will get to come home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, she needs to talk to her daughter's father, and he needs to do something.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Maggie, what are we seeing on the Playhouse Facebook page this morning?
Somebody's saying that would be hard. Let her dad explain why he can't be there. That way he looks like the bad guy and the mom can console her. Somebody also kind of in the same situation. Well, eventually my boyfriend and I will have kids and he's in the Air Force. So I'll have to explain to them that Santa can't bring Daddy home because he's fighting to protect Santa. And somebody else saying maybe try to be civil for the girl's sake and work something out so she can at least see him. Yeah, he might not be the best dad, but it's not fair to make the girl suffer or not have things explained to her.
So dad cheats on mom, 7-year-old daughter in the mix. Dad just kind of, he leaves the house, gets kicked out of the house. He hasn't been around much. And what the little girl asked for Christmas is for daddy to come home. And now mom's trying to figure out how to deal with this Christmas morning, assuming he's not there. Hi.
Oh, that's tough because she's at that weird age. I go through that with my kids.
Oh my goodness. She just explained that sometimes Santa can't always bring everything kids want. Do her best to try to fulfill the rest of what she wants. Contact Dad and let Dad know that she wants. Maybe Dad can come home for at least one day for Christmas. You know, Christmas Eve, something like that. I know, having dealt with somebody who's cheated, you really don't want to be near the guy. If Dad ain't gonna cooperate, then she needs to kind of sit down and just let her know that it's Daddy's choice. And there's really all she can do is just to be there for her. It's so hard because you don't want anything to be negative on the father. That's a hard request. Just to fill whatever else financially that she can for what everything else that the little girl wants. I know 1 year what I did was I bought a gift with the child support money I got and signed it from Dad. Mm-hmm. And said, this is, you know, look what Dad got you. And I think my son was about the same age, but he knew it came from me. But to see that his dad bought him a gift, it kind of made him happy. So,
all right. Thank you so much. Maybe a final run of comments at 237 hits. You can text 35270, Playhouse Facebook page as well. So Robin's husband cheats about a year ago. Hasn't been around since then. 7-year-old daughter says, Santa, can you bring my daddy home for Christmas? How's that handled?
On air.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that was the shortened douche song. Well, he deserved the full extended thing. Oops. But 7-year-old daughter from Santa Claus asked for daddy to come home. And now mom's trying to figure out how to deal with that. Some good thoughts coming in. What were you thinking?
When I was a little girl, I was in the same situation. My dad did cheat on my mom too. I wasn't quite as young as her, but I was 9 or 10. And I feel like, of course, it's hard, and this little girl's going to have so many struggles coming up. But my mom was honest with me, I guess, and didn't, like, try to cover for my dad. And she has so much hate for him, but she didn't try to ruin the holiday. She kind of left it up to me to reach out to my dad. And I know this little girl, you know, is obviously really young and doesn't probably understand everything that's going on, but I feel like honesty is just the best policy. It was for me. Of course, it was really hard, but it definitely helped a lot.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Maybe a couple of those texts, Rhett.
Maybe it's not the best option, but I was 7 for my first single-parent Christmas, and my mom just flat-out told me Dad isn't coming back. She said Mom and Dad just had some disagreements, and it would be best if it was just me, Mom, and sister. Somebody else says she needs to be honest. They know more and understand more than we give them credit for. If a 5-year-old can understand divorce, a 7-year-old can definitely understand divorce. Somebody else says, if Dad refuses to make arrangements and come visit his daughter, maybe look through pictures and find a great one of Dad and daughter together and wrap it up and put it under the Christmas tree so at least she'll have that.
What you thinking? Hi.
Well, I think that she has to stay honest. You know, I've kind of been hearing a mix of that. Be careful of not overcompensating. And I know that sounds horrible, but
right.
I'm, you know, in a similar situation, my husband and I are in the process of separating. I have smaller kids, the older kids. And so, you know, just being honest, because it's not a situation that is going to change. And so you have to prepare them of, you know, this is the way the situation is. She is small, I understand. So something along the lines of, you know, Santa gave Dad an invitation to stop over for Christmas. Want to make it clear that it would just be a visit, not a permanent thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to Dad if he's able to make it or not.
Definitely an idea. Thank you so much. Some of those Playhouse Facebook page responses, Maggie.
Let him come back for Christmas. The mother shouldn't keep her away from him just because they didn't work out. It's not the daughter's fault. Don't punish her. I would never explain to my son his dad cheated. Act like adults and let the little girl see him, even if it takes a few hours out of your holiday. And cheated or not, he's still her dad regardless. No one is suffering but that little girl. Parents that use their children as pawns in their selfishness are sick. Put your hard feelings aside for the sake of your children.
Good morning.
Oh, that's tough because she's at that weird age. I go through that with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. She just explained that sometimes Santa can't always bring everything kids want. Do her best to try to fulfill the rest of what she wants. Contact Dad and let Dad know that she wants, maybe Dad can come home for at least one day for Christmas, you know, Christmas Eve, something like that. I know, having dealt with somebody who's cheated, you really don't want to be near the guy.
Yep.
If Dad ain't gonna cooperate, then she needs to kind of sit down and just let her know that it's Daddy's choice.
Yep. Perfect. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Still some good advice popping in the text club as well. Maybe if we want to keep that coming at 35270, we'll go ahead and send those in email form to Robin. But I do think we've gotten some good advice so far, and we certainly appreciate that. One Republic counting stars in a couple of minutes.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I'll be back with a drink so you can all get locked and loaded.
Y94.